Well, excess rainfall and flooding in the Mississippi Valley has made headlines over the last few weeks, but it's a whole different story in our neck of the woods, with a drought continuing to tighten its grip on the southeast.
And that situation has worsened in late May and early June, with temperatures regularly exceeding 100 degrees. From about the Memorial Day weekend on, we have run off quite a string of record highs across the South.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says all that heat is just adding to the already stressed crop and pasture land.
The heat has just been too intense to try to keep up in some cases with irrigation, so we are seeing quite a rapid decline in crop conditions.
And Rippey adds that the long-range forecast shows the high pressure staying with us for much of June, with the only real hope for relief a developing system in the Atlantic.
In sort of a strange sense of the word, I think we're hoping for development in this case to bring some drought relief.
But Rippey says, unfortunately, it most likely won't help all of our farmers.
The course for that system, whether it develops or not, will be generally to the north or to the north-northwest. Regardless of development, some of that moisture should reach the Florida Peninsula, and that will lead to some drought relief across at least Florida. And if we do get a more organized system, that could bring more appreciable relief further north along the Atlantic coast. Unfortunately, though, areas to the west, the central and western Gulf Coast regions, they will remain outside the envelope of this storm, and it looks like more hot, dry weather baking those regions.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.